Well, this ought to make for some interesting reading. The High Court has ruled that the letters exchanged between Sir John Kerr and the Queen around the time of the Whitlam dismissal are official Commonwealth records. The National Archives of Australia had initially refused to release the letters, saying they were private papers. But the historian who made the application argued that the correspondence between a Governor-General and a monarch are the property of the Commonwealth. Rachel Mealy has this report.
By His Excellency's command, Malcolm Fraser, Prime Minister, John R. Kerr, Governor General. God save the Queen.
It's the sound of our history. The day in 1975 when the Governor General sacked Prime Minister Gough Whitlam.
Well may we say, God save the Queen. Because nothing will save the Governor General.
The Governor-General, Sir John Kerr, wrote to the Queen as the crisis unfolded. At the end of his term, Sir John Kerr's letters to the Queen were bundled up by his private secretary and given to the National Archives, with a note that they weren't to be released for 60 years, and only then with the permission of the reigning Queen or King. But today, the High Court ruled that Monash University historian Professor Jenny Hocking should be allowed to see them.
So I'm absolutely delighted with what is really an emphatic decision of the court. It's a 6-1 decision in our favour, and it finds that these documents are Commonwealth records. That means they are dealt with under Australian law and no longer under the embargo of the Queen. Now, that's a marvellous moment for Australia as a nation, an independent nation, to break those apron strings, if you like, the relics of colonialism, as Gough Whitlam would call it.
What do you think the documents might tell us?
Well, we do know that these documents are massive. There's over 200 of these letters. There's 116 from Sir John Kerr to the Queen and 95 back from the palace, usually from the private secretary. So for all of these reasons, they're extremely important documents as a holding. Given the polarised and very divided time period we're talking about with the dismissal of the Whitlam government, it's going to be very telling to know just what aspects of that Kerr was telling the Queen. It's very easy to present a particularly, I suppose, one-sided view of those events, and it will be very important to know whether, for example, Kerr was telling the Queen that Whitlam had decided to call a half-Senate election, that they were meeting that afternoon to finalise those arrangements, whether he spoke to the palace about the difficulty of removing a government that retained its majority in the House of Representatives, as Whitlam, of course, did. So for all of these reasons, as much as for what Kerr did not say as what he does say, I think the letters are absolutely pivotal.
These letters are still in the National Archives in Canberra. It's been a long battle for you to get access to them. When do you think you'll be able to see them?
I hope to be able to see them next week. This has been, as you say, a very long legal battle. I had actually asked to see the records long before that. I'd asked to see the letters more than a decade ago when I was working on Whitlam's biography, and they were denied to me then. So I would expect that the archives will be more than ready, given the time period involved, to have those letters available for access, as they should be and as the court has now determined. I hope to speak to David Fricker later today, the Director General of the Archives, and to arrange a time next week.
Monash University historian Professor Jenny Hocking and Rachel Mealy with that report.